So I was trying to figure all that out, and I felt a little confused, and I said so on my blog, and I said that I wanted to start a website for teenage girls that was not this kind of one-dimensional, strong character empowerment thing, because I think one thing that can be very alienating about a misconception of feminism is that girls then think that to be a feminist, they have to live up to, you know, being perfectly consistent in your beliefs, never being insecure, never having doubts, having all of the answers. And this is not true. And actually, reconciling all the contradictions I was feeling became easier once I understood that feminism was not a rule book, but a discussion, a conversation, a process. And this is a spread from a zine that I made last year when I think I've let myself go a bit on the illustration front since, but yeah. So I said on my blog that I wanted to start this publication for teenage girls and ask people to submit their writing, their photography, whatever, to be a member of our staff. I got about 3,000 emails. My editorial director and I went through them and put together a staff of people, and we launched last September. And this is an excerpt from my first editor's letter where I say that, rookie, we don't have all the answers. We're still figuring it out too. But the point is not to give girls the answers and not even give them permission to find the answers themselves, but hopefully inspire them to understand that they can give themselves that permission. They can ask their own questions, find their own answers, all of that. And rookie, I think we've been trying to make it a nice place for all of that to be figured out.